This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got, more than 6,000 flights canceled. We've got a million homes and businesses without power, maybe more. And that, of course, is just this storm. So you can't tell me the weather of late is not going to do a number on the economy. In fact, it already has. Retail sales figures were out this morning. They fell 0.4% in January. And here is the key phrase, that's on a seasonally adjusted basis. So, with a winter that is going to seasonally adjust the heck out of this economy, what exactly does that mean? We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill to get us going.
Most of the time, when we're talking about some hot off the presses economic indicator, we're talking about a seasonally adjusted number. I call up Jonathan Wright for an explanation. He's an economics professor at Johns Hopkins University.
There are patterns that occur in economic data regularly at the same time of every year. A lot of them have to do with the weather. Some of them have to do with holidays.
Economists smooth the patterns out, adjusting the numbers up or down, depending on what's normal. Take jobs. When Kai says
the economy added 113,000 jobs last month,
he's right, with the seasonal adjustment. But if you look at the raw data, what really happened, says Wright, the economy dumped nearly 3 million jobs between December and January.
Seasonal adjustment is this absolutely enormous factor that is taking a minus 3 million number and turning it into actually a small positive.
There's a reason economists do this. We expect the economy will lose jobs in January as stores get rid of their holiday staff. Seasonally adjusted data helps us spot trends that are out of the ordinary. Ben Herzon is an economist at Macroeconomic Advisors.
What the seasonal adjustment process does is it removes from the data variations from normal weather patterns.
Keyword, normal.
When winter weather is abnormally harsh, even after seasonal adjustment, the data looks weak.
Which means all this lousy weather will show up in the seasonally adjusted data, making it harder to sniff out what's really going on in the economy. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.